No, you're not a nymph, are you? And you're not a forest creature either. Now, what could you be? Has a lecherous little snake made its way into my glow? Is it slithering in the undergrowth, trying to get away? Is it cowering? Is it scared?
It should be.
You pathetic little mortal. You thought you could hide from me, the goddess of the hunt, in my own domain. No. Don't look away. Don't pretend to be ashamed now. You're pinned to the tree by my arrow. You won't be able to get away unless I cut you out of your clothes. Now, let me tell you a little something, mortal. I know every inch of these forests, every blade of grass, every creature that lives and breathes and dies in these woods. If a bird sings from a league away, I hear it. If a doe births a fawn in a meadow, I know of it. And if a perverted little mortal male crosses into my domain, I sense it. So tell me, what gave you the right to look upon me? Artemis herself, the virgin goddess, too pure for the likes of your filthy mortal eyes. While I bathe in the spring? That's right.
No one.
Do you know what I do to mortals that cross me? You must have heard the stories. Yes, of course you have. My conquests are legendary, aren't they? Are you hard? Oh, how pathetic you are. That the thought of divine punishment should arouse you. But it makes sense, I suppose, that you would find me alluring, that the thought of a goddess's punishment would excite you. Or is it because I stand before you naked, water still dripping down my flesh, tracing a path of my collarbone down between my breast, to my stomach and further down? Yes, your eyes are wandering, aren't they? You're lucky I decided to take my earthly form today. The sight of me in my full godhood would effuscate you in a mere blink of an eye. Oh, but you just can't help yourself, can you? Even still, your eyes are trained on my breast, watching them heave ever so slightly as I breathe. And I wonder, if I trailed a hand along my skin, if I followed the drop of water down, down, down. No. No, you like that too much. I can tell. The last man that happened upon me while I was bathing didn't live to tell the tale. I turned him into a stag and had my hounds tear him apart. I was decidedly annoyed that day. I may have acted too fast without proper reason. It's an affliction, you see. All of the gods act brashly. Then, we blame others for our brashness. But now you are here, pinned to a tree, not even trying to get away. Your eyes trained on my perfect form, on the curves of my hips and the swell of my breast. No, you don't want to run away anymore, do you? You're scared, yes, but you're not frightened. And I think you would not oppose, would you? Oh, how quickly you are to shake your head. You don't even know what I was going to suggest. I've never lain with a man before. I've always been so devoted to my oath, to my role as protector of maidens. And yet, eternity is awfully boring. I can't help but wonder what it must be like to feel another inside me, to feel their sweat, their breath, to be overcome with pleasure like that. It's a wholly unfamiliar concept to me. But now that you're here, perhaps it doesn't have to be unfamiliar. Perhaps just this once, in this sacred grove away from prying eyes, I could experience it. Does it sound like something you'd enjoy? Oh, you mortals are such simple creatures, aren't you? Look at you nodding your head so quickly. You'll have to be a good boy and stay still, though. But first, I'd like you on the ground. That is much better. No, don't move. I have more arrows if I need them. And I'd prefer my first time to be as devoid of your blood as possible. Now, I'm going to need to get rid of these clothes. Perfect. Now let me just sink to my knees and... Oh, my. You are exquisite. Are all men as fine as you? Can you feel that? Can you feel how wet I am? Sliding myself along the hard length of your cock like this? The wetness of my sex lick against your skin. I've never experienced this before. Not even from myself. But now I get to experience everything. I've never felt so full in my life. Countless years of existence, and never once have I indulged in the pleasure of the flesh. Clearly, I didn't know what I was missing out on. Does every mortal man feel as good as you? Oh, it's indescribable what I'm feeling. Oh, God. Yes. This feeling, I don't know how to describe it. It's like I'm back on Mount Olympus, and I'm edging closer and closer to the cliff, and... Hey! What are you? Oh, God. Oh, the way you feel against my skin. The way you feel inside me. Pounding me into the earth like a savage. Oh, like the filthy little mortal man you are. Oh, fucking me like a hound. Oh, yes. Yes, that's exactly what you are. You're my good little mortal boy. My good little stag. Oh, keep touching me like that. Run your hands up and down my spine. Yes. Grab my hair like that. God, I never would have imagined being this out of control could be this good. What are you doing now? Oh, running your hand between my legs like that. Oh, what is this? Oh, what is this feeling? I don't know. Something's happening. Oh, God. What are you? Well, that certainly was unexpected. You sly little mortal, you. Did you enjoy the illusion of power I allowed you at the end? Well, of course I allowed it. It would have been a terrible time to turn you into a stag. When you touched me with your hand, I've never known pleasure like that before. I think I may need to bathe again. Maybe I will keep you after all. Keep you as my own personal stag. Would you like that? Yes. I thought you would. Come here.